This is episode 3. Here we are kicking off the first Randos Right. In this series, we're talking about marriage, parenting, really me and Randy. And in this episode, we're going to be telling you our story, how Randy and I became us, and also sharing our different parenting styles. You can decide who's right. It's pretty obvious, though. This is the Randos Right series.
And I'm Randy.
The purpose of this series is not to give you advice on what your relationship should look like or how to have the perfect marriage, because we don't have one.
We don't?
No. No one really does. We're here to talk about the stuff that people don't talk about enough. The things that happen inside a marriage with careers and kids. We're doing this crazy life together the best we can.
We'll share our wins and losses, and maybe you can take something away from it.
Most likely what not to do, but at the very least, the comfort of knowing we're all going through the same stuff. Life isn't a Hallmark movie.
I love Hallmark movies.
I know, but it's really like Die Hard. It's not roses and romance all the time. It's messy, and we're here to tell it like it is. All right, well, welcome to our first episode of Randos Right.
Yeah.
And Randy's here with me, and we're going to start the show off like talking a little bit about our story, right?
Absolutely.
I'm so glad to have you here, babe.
Pleasure's all mine. I'm glad to be here. This is exciting.
So sweet. I was thinking about babe, because I call you babe all the time, you know?
Call you babe.
No, you don't. You call me Sarah.
Or honey. It's all, you know, kind of. You know. Right there.
You do. Okay. I think you should work on a nickname for me. Like a sweet, endearing thing besides Sarah.
Like, hey, woman, come here.
No. Like, boo. Hey, boo.
That's,
no, I don't
that's
like
played,
that.
That's played out.
That's played out. Yeah. New thing. Okay. So I thought we should just like, we should, before we get into our story, you know, because it's called Randos Right, talk about something that happened where you weren't right.
We're going to have to look at that hard. That doesn't happen that often.
Yeah, because let's just tell the story. It just was the other day, and we were having this argument passionately over breakfast about ring size, the average ring size of a man. And you're probably wondering, why would we argue about that? But like I've prefaced it before, we argue about everything. So Randy wants, we want to get these Aura rings. Okay, stop. I know what you're thinking because I went there, but Aura rings are these rings that you wear on your finger and they track your sleep. They're pretty stinking cool.
Yeah, they're pretty sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. You're welcome, Aura ring, for the shout out there. And we're
looking
at
that like
into
a mood
them.
Ring?
Yeah, no, no.
Remember mood rings
like
changed?
Next generation mood ring. Yes.
Thank you.
Technology
Thank you,
involved.
Actually, kind of yes, because right, it's tracking then. Your sleep and okay. like that determines your mood.
Yeah.
So they're really cool. And so we're looking at them online. We're going to order them. And then Randy apparently got his ring finger size because you lost your wedding ring, Randy.
I don't lose it. It just doesn't fit anymore. My hands grew one full size.
Yeah, they did. Randy muscle, has like, yeah. Let's just stop here for a second because Randy has the biggest hands you've ever seen on a human being.
Man hands.
They're average.
What?
Large.
They're like.
Large average.
They're like Popeye. They're these huge, and his wrists are so big because they're muscular from all the tooling that you do.
Yeah, that.
Anyways, and I think it's hereditary. Your grandpa had really big hands.
Oh, he was a 5-foot guy would had extra large hands.
Huge. So, yeah. Anyways, so point is, he got his finger sized, and he's a size 14 ring finger.
I was previously a 13.
I beg to differ, but nevertheless, let's not get into that one. So 14, he says, and then we're looking at the Aura rings, and they only go up to a 13.
That's
which,
small.
Not small. We got on this topic of what is the average size of a man's ring finger. I said it was a 10.
You said 9 at first.
I was thinking shoe size, but then I
went
said to 10.
I said 11.
Which it's a 10. It's a 10.
The average is 10.5.
It's 10 to 11. The average size of a man's ring finger is 10 to 11.
10 to 11.
Therefore, we are both right. And what was your response when I said
I'm more right because I had the 11 in there. You only had the 9 in there.
I was said 10.
Or 10. Whatever.
Randy thinks that more men are a size 11 than they are a size 10. Therefore, he's more right than me.
Well, that sizing chart is probably based in the 1950s.
No, it's the Aura ring. It just came out, Randy.
I understand that. But, yeah, that's dated information. The new man today is a size 11 average. 11 to 12.
This is what goes down. This is the inside peak of what I have to deal with. Even when I'm right, Randy finds a way for him to be more right than me.
Just got to find those angles.
Oh, my God. Okay, so let's tell our story.
Okay, let's do it.
It's so sweet.
Yes, absolutely.
It's actually a little rocky.
You're right.
But it's like a Hallmark movie, and we love Hallmark movies.
We do.
Yeah, so we met when we were 20 years old, right?
Yeah, I think I was 19, you were 20, right? Because you're much older than me.
I'm 6 months older than
or
you.
4 months. By the way, if you want to do the math, I'm right.
Okay, hold on.
4 months and 3 days.
December, January, February. Okay, it's 4 months.
I know.
Okay, so 4 months older. Thanks. That's better anyways. So 4 months older. And so, yeah, you were 19. I was 20.
Yep.
And we met. We were introduced. This is what's crazy. Okay, we got to go back a little bit because I was living in Kirkland at the time, which is like on the east side of our area.
Mm-hmm.
And Randy was living way down south.
Sumner.
In Sumner. And we did not know each other. And I was living in Kirkland with my roommate who I had met in the restaurant industry. And she was from Battle Mountain, Nevada. So she had no ties to like.
Well, I think it goes even way before that.
I'm getting there. Okay. I'm going like middle to back.
Like another
forward.
Decade before that.
Yeah, yeah. So she's like, I met this guy, Sarah. You've got to meet him. He's perfect for you. I'm like, okay. She goes, well, we're going to go meet him in Kent. Now, I'm from Kent. And I was like, no, I don't need to meet a man from Kent. I've been there. I grew up in Kent. She's like, we're going to go. So the crazy thing is, well, number one, she was right. I saw Randy. I remember exactly what he was wearing because he was so studly and his white t-shirt, white baseball cap.
Bleach blonde hair. That was still cool.
It was cool. Yeah. It was awesome. And then I was like, okay, well, she might be right. But what's crazier is as Randy and I got to know each other talking, we actually went to the same elementary school,
mm-hmm.
grew up in the same neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
we graduated the same year of high school, but we went to rival high schools, which he went to high school with my best friend that I'm still best friends with to this day.
Lisa.
And she didn't see the connection. So, and what's even crazier is that Randy's dad used to drive around, like, we lived on the very last house of the neighborhood, and he'd be driving by our house, and I'd be out there playing basketball. And he was like, I got to meet you, introduce you to my son, Randy. You got good work ethic.
I must not have been in the truck at that time.
I think you were. I remember you with that bowl cut. You had a bowl cut.
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. That was cool, too.
So, anyways, it was meant to be. But we met, right? And then
we met. Yep.
We hung out that one evening.
I believe it was it the day before Easter, right?
It was.
Because you got in a lot of trouble.
I didn't because I went home like a good girl to get up and go to church and put on my best dress for Easter because my mom has an Easter tree and she's big about Easter.
Yep.
But you guys might have partaken a little bit and I had to go pick you guys up.
Well, yeah, it was. Yeah.
So that was our first encounter. And then we hung out and you asked me if you could hold my hand. Do you remember that?
Yep, I do. I do.
It was so sweet. It's
just like yesterday, it feels like.
Actually, it does.
You're so young. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I remember what I was wearing. It's like that long jean skirt.
Yep. And
long jean skirts were cool.
I think you might have been wearing a denim top, too, if I remember.
I was not. Yeah. That denim. Not then. Now it's back in. So that was our first encounter. And then basically from then on, we were like inseparable.
Yep. Well, we went camping. And I think, you know, we were still trying to figure out if this was right for each other.
Yeah, we went off-roading.
I had this Nissan Pathfinder and
we went off-roading.
Yeah, she was encouraging me to go faster and faster and faster, and we were having a lot of fun, just the two of us. And
I made you break your car.
Yeah, I broke my car. Yeah.
Eventually
the axle it kind of exploded on the freeway. Shortly after that weekend, so.
Well, you did it.
But yeah, at that moment I knew that I fell in love with Sarah and
when I was yelling at you saying go faster.
Yeah. This is the girl that's going to push me for the rest of my life to be faster.
Aww.
And better, I guess.
That's so sweet, babe. Well, gosh, I feel like I'm going to hear more about your heart on this podcast than I do in real life.
This
never
is therapy.
Told me that before.
I think this is good therapy for us.
Okay. Well, let's not
talk
get
about
too
our feelings.
Let's keep a little bit inside. okay, so that's what happened, and then from then on, you called me every day.
Yep.
And we live really far away from each other.
Yep.
Like what is it, like 45, 50 miles?
It took me about an hour and a half.
Then we dated. We ended up dating for like little shy of a year.
Well, let's go back.
Oh.
So we actually were dating 6 weeks into our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call it a marriage because I knew it was going to be a marriage someday.
Wow.
I bought Sarah a promise ring.
Diamond
promise. Yeah. And, you know, I wasn't making very much money. It was a big deal for me to spend, you know, $400 on a ring at that time. It was huge. But I knew that she was going to be my life partner. I knew it 6 weeks into dating. We were young, still puppies.
We were.
And so I bought her a promise ring. Say that, you know, I gave it to her and you. And
And you were quite the ladies' man before we met.
I was. I had my moments. But anywho, that was all over. That was in the past, 6 weeks into the relationship. So,
yeah.
And I told her that I'm going to marry you someday. And I knew that I was going to. And because I saw some true beauty and drive in you.
Wow, Randy.
And I knew that you were destined to do great things in life. I knew it. I knew that you're going to be a great mom, homemaker. Business maker, whatever you want to call it. But I knew you were destined for great, great things. So, and
I just thought you were a stud.
And your personality and all that funness kind of, you know, that was just like a bonus, I guess.
Oh, man. That's so sweet. Well,
so that's how it started for me. It was 6 weeks. I knew that was the rest of my life.
Well,
that's all it took.
I think it was, for me, it was love at first sight for keeping score.
Oh, well.
No, it was, though. You did look pretty good in that white hat.
My 32 Buffalo jeans.
God. Yeah. 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 Well, so that's really what happened. But, you know, it wasn't all peachy keen for us.
Oh, God, no.
So Randy and I, we were like super, super in love. But then we did break up because, you know, we were 20 and we were just trying to figure.
Yeah.
There's a lot of growth things happening.
Yeah. Your emotions are naturally immature. Right. So.
What? My emotions.
I think generally speaking at that
generally.
Age.
Generally. Yeah. Don't jump on him.
Sorry.
So quick.
Sorry.
Generally speaking at that age.
You're looking at me and saying it.
you're immature.
Yeah, we were figuring stuff out. We didn't really know. And so I broke up with you. I crushed your soul.
You did.
But it was for the best. But this is what's the craziest thing. At the time, you were renting a room from my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so not only did I break up with you, but then I was like, by the way, you have to move out of my mom's house.
Yeah.
And she was not happy either because she was like, Randy's the best roommate. I'm like, yeah, he's got to go because we're not together anymore. And so I like evicted you.
I lost my girl, lost my home.
That wasn't my finest
moment.
And I moved
in with my sister.
I'm sorry, but it was honestly for the best.
I forgive you now.
You do?
All these years later, finally, I forgive you.
The burden has been lifted.
Yeah. Thanks for apologizing, by the way. That means a lot.
Does it?
Yeah.
I probably never did before.
No.
Well, I thought you were really always wrong back then. So then we broke up, and I moved places. Like, I changed jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I got a new phone number.
Mm-hmm.
So Randy and I were apart for, like, 9 months and doing our own lives, and he had no way. You told me you used to drive by my old job and, like,
I did.
And you were trying to find me, but I was gone.
When you worked at Xerox.
Yeah, when I worked at Xerox, but I wasn't there anymore.
Nope.
And so then one day I got my phone bill, and it had like this phone, like I was paying for another phone. This is back when like Nokia phones were awesome. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey, send me a free Nokia phone for this phone number. It's like a backup phone, right? The minute I turned it on, I got a text message from you. And then we went on a date. I called you. And we're like, we should go on a date again.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember where that date was?
Yeah, it was at Las Margaritas.
Nope.
Yes, it was.
Spot Tavern.
What? Oh, man.
We're now both 21 at when we got back together.
They have great pizza, by the way.
It was
great
a spot.
Pizza, yes.
Great pizza at the spot.
You were wearing camo shorts.
You remember what I was wearing?
Yep, and a white tank top.
I loved those camo shorts.
I was driving my 67 Buick.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's just so real. And so we met. That's right. And then, but that.
What?
Huh?
I know.
I did it. I said it. You're right. You're right, Randy. Gosh. And so we met at the spot, and then that was it. We've been together ever since that. We don't count the hiccup in the middle. We just count the whole time.
We just, right on through.
So then we did the big threes. We got married.
Yep.
We bought a house, and we had a baby.
And had a baby. Lots of them.
Three of them.
Lots of them.
It's three.
Three's like five.
Right? Three does feel like five. But, so I think we should pause though for a sec, because, like, our wedding was amazing. We had one of those scenarios, I don't know if everyone's had this, but where my parents said, you know, you can either have the money for the down payment of a house and be responsible, or you can have a, like, awesome wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought about it for a minute. We really wanted a house, but we decided.
You really wanted a big wedding.
I really wanted a big wedding.
It was important to you.
It was important. It was important to you, too.
Oh, it's one of the best days of my life.
Best days ever. Do you regret not having the down payment for the house?
No, because we'd still be in the same position we are today, right?
Yeah, didn't change
anything
for us.
We just want to have that great memory, that 10 hours. We partied our asses off.
Can't say asses on the radio.
And had great times and all our friends and family. Yeah, you can't. We can't erase that.
You slid across the floor and burned the hole out of your tux knees.
And my skin, too.
It was amazing.
It was awesome. It was a great day.
That was a great day. So we're going to do it again someday.
So, so how long? We're going on 12 years. 12 years.
12 years.
This July will be 12 years.
12 years. So being married and
20th anniversary. We're going to do it all over again.
Yeah, we are. Watch for your invite.
We're going to elope.
What? No, we're a big, huge wedding. So,
whatever you want.
Yeah. We have been married for 12 years and together for 15.
16 years.
We got three kids, 9, 6, and 3. One dog who we've had since he's 12.
He's 12, yep.
Yep. It sounds like we have a really great, you know, marriage and life, and we're super happy, but we do have issues, too. And
I'm super happy.
Well, I mean, we're happy. Yeah. We're happy and in love sometimes.
But, yes, issues. Yes. Lots of issues.
No, we don't have lots of issues.
Well, big, small, medium size.
Let's talk about what we fight about.
Okay.
Let's just get into it.
Okay.
Okay. Would you say that is your biggest pet peeve of me? Like, what do we argue about?
Probably about being on time.
Okay. See, the thing about being on time, I'm mostly on time. Mostly. Okay?
Not mostly, but yeah. Okay.
And your thing about time, Benny's looking at me because he...
I am not.
Because he knows I'm not always on time in the morning. It's hard. I have to rely on other people to get here.
But those factors aren't always your responsibility or your issues. It's others.
Right.
And that's what you have to be involved with, like our last few episodes. We won't get into that.
Well, when Sarah tells me she's going to be home at 6, it's usually 7.
But here's the thing.
Like, how can you miss your time frame, your window, by a whole hour? That's ridiculous to me.
I don't miss it by an hour. I think we have decided that if you just add a 20-minute buffer to everything that I say, then we won't argue and it's all coo in the hood.
But 20 minutes is still not enough.
Sometimes, but traffic plays a factor. Here's the thing. I feel like I can get everywhere in 30 minutes, which is totally false. On a good day, in the perfect circumstances, you could get somewhere in 30 minutes.
Well, but if you're in town, if you're in Covington, Maple Valley, or Kent, yes, I will see you within 20 minutes.
True.
If you're coming from work, oh, I'm gonna leave here at 4, but it turns out to be 5:30, and you're not home until 7. Yeah, that's.
I don't get home at 7.
Yeah, but it's okay. I enjoy, you know, being at home without
no.
you. Taking care of the kids by myself.
Okay,
cooking dinner by myself. You know, I really enjoy that kind of stuff. It's fine.
That is not even true. Yeah. You cook dinner like once a week, twice a week.
Keep going.
Okay, but the weekend, we're talking about weeknights when you cook.
Okay, so the 5 weeknights, I probably cooked twice.
Right, 2 times. I gave you twice.
Then you factor in the weekend, so I barbecue.
Well, you Saturday. Love to barbecue. Yeah. That's like, I'm giving
you that. Is
that
not cooking?
No, it is, but it's not under like restraint of like time restraint.
I cook 3.5 times a week.
You like to smoke. Smokers, you know, smoke the meat.
Meat, yes.
Smoke the meat.
Yeah.
Like, that's your love language.
It is. Oh, I love cooking for my family. That brings me true joy.
Okay, so the truth of it is that we have got to the point because you are so crazy about being on time. Like, you want to be everywhere a half an hour early. So we've solved this. We don't argue about it so much anymore because when you have 3 kids and they're all playing sports and they got to be at the thing and you're like, we have to be there. And I'm like, the coach has said not to be there until 10 minutes before, but you want to be there a half an hour early. And I'm like, I got dishes to do. I can't leave the house with dishes in the sink.
That's half hour. That's a little extreme. I want it.
20 minutes?
15.
20. Oh.
15.
I've never known you.
If you're 15 minutes early, that means you are on time.
So you're 15 minutes early to their 10-minute time thing, which is a half an hour early.
No, I was actually 5 minutes late to the 10 minutes being early last time.
Okay.
And I was nervous about that.
You were nervous. It hurt
you. I was still 5 minutes early to practice start, but I was late from the 10 minutes of being early.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is what I have to deal with. So I feel like there's a lot of time I could be doing productive things, and you feel like we need to be getting out the door. So we drive separately a lot now.
Yeah, which is fine.
It's fine.
We have 3 kids. I mean, we have, either parent has a way out somehow.
Yeah.
Which is actually more convenient than it's, you know.
We have our own destiny in our hands. Yeah. We can leave whenever we want.
We even drive to the airport separately. So
that wasn't ideal.
I know.
That was not for me. Suck for me. Okay. Anyways, so we argue about that, being on time, which I just think I'm more productive with my time and you want to be early. That's fine. We are different people. So we also argue about when you lose things.
Well, I don't really lose things. They get misplaced by other
every time you can't find
people
something,
in the house.
Who do you blame?
Well, you first.
Yeah. And who actually usually is the person that put it somewhere?
Probably Dylan.
You.
I'm still not going to accept that.
You.
Yeah, no, I probably do. I leave something.
Sarah!
I take it off. I put it somewhere.
Sarah! Okay.
I'm going to start calling you something else besides that.
You should. Like, love bug!
Yeah. Love. Love. Where's my stuff?
Oh, man.
Can I say it with a little British accent? Hello, love. Dolly.
Hello, love.
Hello, love. Where is my watch at? But where's my watch at? Can it still be like?
It sounds so much better if you say it like that.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll actually help you find it. Okay.
But yes, I misplace things all the time, and I do heed my own words a lot on
later
stuff.
Later,
much,
after
much later, years later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the only I would say the other biggest thing that we argue about is parenting.
Absolutely.
We have way different parenting styles.
We do.
Way different.
Mine works best.
Okay.
For
maybe
me.
In the short term, in the long term, mine works better.
For you.
For the children.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We won't know until we get to the future and we see what happens. But here, let me give you an example. And you can decide who's right or wrong. And this one isn't really paint me in the best picture. But Dylan, our youngest, we're trying to get her to sleep independently. Have been for like a year.
I've already conquered that, by the way.
Well, if you did it every night, that would be conquered, but you don't. Here's what happens. Dylan doesn't want to sleep in her room by herself. And so I tried the tough love, but she just cries and wakes everyone up, and the kids got to go to school in the morning, and Randy goes to bed early because he gets up really
early. Yeah.
And I should go to bed earlier.
You should.
I should. I'm working on that. That's why I need that ring thing. Okay, so... I was in there trying to talk some self-talk into Dylan. I was like, babe, repeat after me. You love sleeping by yourself. And she's like, I love sleeping by myself. It didn't work. It was really traumatizing.
I just don't think she likes to be alone. She likes to sleep with the older
She doesn't
kids.
Like to be alone. But what happened was I went out of town and I came home. And what's happening? Randy, what happened?
Kids are asleep. 8 o'clock. I tell them, I love you, go to bed.
They don't say
and
anything.
And they go to bed.
They don't cry.
They do not cry. I tell them, this is the way it's going to be. Daddy loves you, and good night. And they each go to their separate rooms, and they go to bed.
It's crazy to
that's
me.
That's what they do for me. I mean,
yeah.
That's,
it's just because I wasn't there. I don't know why they're so hard on their mom.
I think it's the tone of voice. I'm with Randy on this one, just being a dad.
And I don't have to say it. You know,
use a tone.
I don't have to say it aggressively or anything. I just say, you know, guys, this is the way it is. We're going to go to bed. And they go to bed.
I think that you think what you're saying isn't aggressive, but it is, because I hear it like this. Go to bed. It's time to sleep.
You know what? If the end result's the same, I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Well, they woke up happy and they all slept in their own beds.
They did.
So I'm feeling like maybe the nighttime routine
by the way,
should
that's,
be your
that was all 3 nights you were gone.
Stop bragging.
Not just the one.
Stop bragging.
And you cooked those nights too, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Did you clean the kitchen? Okay, silence.
Moving on. You know what? My mom was over and she helped me. And she.
Oh, do you hear that, guys? His mom.
I cooked. She cleaned. We kind of played that role. So.
Okay.
She assisted me.
Uh huh. Yeah. You're so spoiled.
I have a great mom. Love you, mom.
And a wife that coordinated that your mom would be there for you to help you.
That too. Yes.
Well, that's it, you guys. I mean, this is what we're going to talk about, the things that we're struggling with, the things that we do have to deal with on the daily, and how we handled it. It's probably not always right, but I'm sure it'll at least be entertaining.
And it's us. This is who we are. We love each other.
We do.
We hate each other.
Sometimes.
Then we love each other.
Uh-huh.
And that's always best. Making up is always the best part.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that later. Yeah,
absolutely.
All right, thanks for tuning into our first show. Stay tuned for more Randos Right to come.
See you later.
Sarah Riley, Senior Mortgage Advisor, NMLS 180007. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS number 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval.
This show is brought to you by the Riley Home Team with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation. For those of you who don't know, I run a successful mortgage business and have had the privilege of helping thousands of families finance their dream home. It is so crucial to have the right team assisting you, not only so you have a great experience, but more importantly, that you're making a sound investment that reaches your long-term financial goals. We have become one of the top mortgage teams in the Northwest by providing the highest levels of knowledge, expertise, and service in the industry. I always say you only know what you know, and because we've done it all, we know a lot. If you want to talk to anybody about financing, I'm your woman.
You can find out more about my mortgage business at RileyHomeTeam.com.